This is KUT. The Austin School Board last night discussed a new report that projects student enrollment to decline by more than 6,000 students over the next 10 years. KUT's Kate McGee reports the decline in enrollment means the board could have some tough decisions in the future.
Austin ISD's student population is projected to decline overall, but that decline won't be even among schools. Some neighborhoods will see a drop in the number of students, but others could see growth. Beth Wilson, Assistant Director of Planning Services for the district, says to think of AISD's enrollment like a donut.
The central downtown area has always been sort of the donut hole where we saw small populations of students.
But as central Austin gets more expensive to live and there are fewer housing options for families, that donut hole gets bigger. It forces many families further toward the outskirts of town. That's where student enrollment continues to grow in places like southeast and far south Austin and the Northwest Hills area.
We're going to be dealing with these very issues of parts of the district growing rapidly, parts of the district not growing. That's going to be our future for decades to come.
That's the city of Austin's demographer, Ryan Robinson. As pockets of Austin grow, Robinson says it's important the city and school district work together as the city rewrites its land development code. While Wilson and Robinson say affordability is the main reason for declining enrollment, lower birth rates do play a role, too. Between 2008 and 2012, Austin saw birth rates slow down due to the recession. Since then, there's been a small uptick, but Robinson says,
I don't think birth rates will ever come back up.
Meanwhile, AISD needs to figure out how to bring students back to the district, because fewer students means less state funding. Last year, AISD started accepting out-of-district transfers. That way, families who can't afford to live in Austin can still enroll their kids in their old neighborhood schools. But it's unclear what the board will do if they can't boost enrollment in other ways. It could mean closing or consolidating schools in areas where enrollment isn't projected to increase. Kate McGee, KUT News.